As we enter into the heart of the season of Lent, I'd like to review the theme of the first readings during these first three Sundays of Lent. And it is the theme of covenant. And it comes forth in the Old Testament readings. And it's important to understand this theme as a foundation of our relationship with Jesus. A covenant is not a contract like, for example, people might do with a cell phone. A contract says you must pay a certain amount and the company will provide you certain services, which is very businesslike. A covenant is different, very different. It is an agreement based on a special relationship that includes mutual respect, care, and a certain kind of love. We begin by examining the readings from the past three Sundays. On the first Sunday of Lent, we find the theme of the covenant from the book of Genesis, when God says to Noah, "Now I establish with you and with your descendants, with all the animals that accompanied you in the ark, birds, cattle, and beasts." It is a covenant made not only with human beings, Noah and his descendants, but with the earth and everything that lives in it. In the readings from last Sunday, we read the covenant that God made with Abraham. For Abraham's faithfulness, God promised him descendants as countless as the stars in the sky and as numerous as the sands of the seashore. It is a promise that depends on Abraham's faith. It is a covenant based on a personal relationship between God and Abraham. It does not depend on laws or rituals. God chooses Abraham, and Abraham knows that he can give himself totally to God's protection and promises. And now to today's first reading, which describes the covenant that God makes with Moses. It is also based on a personal relationship. And God teaches Moses how he and his people, the Israelites, can live faithfully to this covenant through laws or directives. These directives do not serve to limit the freedom of the people, but to give them the assurance that they are fulfilling the will of God. The responsorial psalm explains how these commands appeared to the people. They gladden the heart. They are more precious than gold and sweeter than honey. The law is an expression of wisdom that leads to happiness. So hopefully with this little snippet that I give you today, you understand the concept of the covenant in the Old Testament. And in order to understand what Jesus is doing in the gospel today, we have to understand this context. So we read what is called the cleansing of the temple by Jesus in the Gospel of John. Jesus is arriving in the great city of Jerusalem at the time of the Passover. The city was full of pilgrims, some from nearby towns, others from far away. They came from other countries even to celebrate this great feast of Passover in the holiest place in the world, the temple. And upon entering this great place of worship, each had to pay taxes in Jewish currency. In this way, temple officials made great profits by exchanging Roman currency for Jewish money. In addition, to get an animal without defect, the safest thing was to buy it inside the temple. Therefore, the vendors within the temple precincts enjoyed a virtual monopoly of the market. So seeing this situation, Jesus gets angry because the temple is the sacred place where the human person meets God. It is the place where one could renew the covenant and commit to living in relationship with God. But the trade, the exploitation of the pilgrims was a violation of the meaning of this covenant. So Jesus acted in a way that declared from this moment on, He was the place where the human person can meet God. And from this moment, it was through him that one enters into a personal relationship with God. So how does that connect to us here during Lent, which is a time when the church invites us to renew the covenant, a personal relationship that God desires to have with each of us through our baptism? Now is the time to examine our lives and recognize things that may seem to be expressions of the law, but in truth, they take us away from the sacred relationship that we have with God and our neighbor. For example, we may be faithful to coming to Mass, but we treat a relative badly, then that means it's a time for cleansing our temple. If we follow the church's rules for abstinence and fasting, but refuse to help a neighbor in need, it's a time for cleansing our personal temples. If we wear a crucifix around our neck, but our words destroy the reputation of someone, this too is a time for cleansing our temple. So today, we are invited to examine our consciences and our hearts and find out what needs to be changed and purified.